What?
College matters.
What?
College matters. Matters.
Really?
For sure. College matters.
Alma matters. Matters.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of College News Fit to Digest. Every week, we pick a few news items relating to U.S. colleges and discuss it with our own Shweta Bagade. Alma Matters curates the news daily relating to U.S. colleges and makes it available on almamatters.io/news. We pick a few news items from that curated list and discuss it every week here in these podcasts. Now, without further ado, on with the podcast.
Hello, Venkat. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Shweta. How are you?
Very good, very good. Already, what is it, day five into the new year?
Yeah. That certainly moves crazy. Fast. Certainly moves fast.
Yep. It really does.
Well, I thought that even though it's the new year and we could take it easy, we've got this big problem called FAFSA that students are facing. So I thought it might be a good idea to have a quick chat about this and maybe give some context and sort of what students ought to be doing on how to kind of manage it.
Yeah, sure. Let's do a quick background on it. I want to say maybe it might even been 3 years ago, Congress passed a law to simplify FAFSA. And the idea of that obviously is to make it easier for families, more accessibility, you know, the typical stuff that, and for those that don't know what FAFSA stands for, it's the free, I'm trying to remember it, free application form for student aid. It's something like that. But FAFSA is the financial aid application form through the federal government. And so the release date, normal FAFSA application opens up October 1. The new form was not ready, so it was delayed till December. And of course, as most families of seniors know, it did not get open till December 31, and it did a soft launch. And the soft launch allows it to circumvent the requirement that if they don't have the form ready, they would have to revert back to the old form January 1. So the soft launch allows that to kind of avoid that possibility. But what the colleges know is that it's not quite ready. And there's glitches and there's working through them literally day by day, probably even hour by hour at this point. So if any seniors are listening and they've gotten on and they like, yeah, we had trouble, you're going to have trouble. So one of the things a lot of the colleges are recommending is look at their financial aid deadline date and kind of wait closer to that to submit it. Because, of course, they've shifted it as well for this year. So I definitely recommend families, you know, looking at the colleges. So if you apply to 20, 25, 30 colleges, which some students do, you're going to have to look up at every individual financial aid deadline and kind of keep track of that.
So what kind of glitches are students seeing? I mean, what's happening?
They're seeing their information not saved. They're even not even able to open and create an account. They're not sure, like maybe they're able to fill it out. I actually know a student who tried to fill it out, tried to submit it, and it got hung up. So the form is supposed to be easier. So probably if you don't have any super complicated, you know, financial situations, it's a straightforward, you pay taxes, it populates from the taxes you pay, then it should probably only take like 30 to 40 minutes to complete. So it's not very long, and it's primarily on the parents, but the student still has to create the account, invite the parents, And there's some key changes that are supposed to help families get more money, but there mm-hmm. could be a possibility you don't, depending on your situation family-wise. So, for instance, there used to be a sibling discount, which is being removed. So if you have multiple children in college, that is going to go away. But they are recalculating. Mm. There's a term that used to be called EFC, the expected family contribution. And yeah. it is now renamed and kind of changed up on how it's calculated, called the Student Aid Index. And that okay. is the new number that colleges will be using to help determine what kind of financial aid they'll be giving in addition to anything you qualify through the government. So it's a little nutty. Just be patient. But don't sweat it. Look at the deadlines and wait. One of the things I didn't realize, I just read it actually a few days ago, is that even if you're able to get your form submitted in, good for mm-hmm. you, the federal government won't forward it to the colleges till later this month in January. So the colleges, really? Yeah, it's a weird thing. It has to go through like a almost like a release process because they're double checking. My guess is through the system, the population, or the populating of data from your tax forms and things like that. And I think because there are glitches, that's part of the reason why of that delay. So I'm telling students, look at the deadline. If their deadline is February 1, I would at least wait a week or two. I wouldn't even worry about it. Some kids have already gotten back to school, or they're going back to school on Monday, and just focus on the new school year. New school semester. Their last semester as seniors.
Now, I did read somewhere that even when the app is available, it might be available for some, you know, pretty short amount of time, not enough time to fill the application and stuff like that. So how quickly is this going to change? I mean, obviously, they're all fixing it and all that, and, you know, a week or two goes by pretty fast. So how confident are people that this is all going to work out?
Well, you know, in an ideal situation, the form is open 24/7, where you can just log on whenever it's convenient for you. Right now, the latest thing I saw is open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So for those people who are listening in different time zones have to be aware of that. And I would just, if you're having a trouble, get on. That's okay. Call it a day and try again the next day. At this point, there's not much you can do, and you're not alone. You're literally in the same boat with millions of other students trying to complete the form. So I would just have to kind of let go of that need to control the process and just say, I'll get to it, hopefully in time for the deadline.
Yeah. I was reading a stat somewhere that maybe 500,000 applications have been filled in. And I guess every year we have like 17 million or 18 million applicants. So a long way to go.
Yeah. It's gonna be a process. And if there are families with juniors that are kind of looking and seeing how this is playing out, the expectation is by October 1, this will be a non-issue and you go back to filling it out in October. So let's keep our fingers crossed for the future, for the current seniors and the current juniors, and hopefully that all our beloved federal government can make it all work out.
So one more thing before I let you go. Sure. Now, what about the colleges? I mean, you know, they're going to get this stuff pretty late. And, you know, they have only a few months before they sort of publish their decision. So how does, you know, are they, obviously they are gearing up for all this. Are they going to be able to make it?
That is the $1 million question. It does put a tighter timeline on the colleges to kind of put together, you know, their offer packages for students. And of course, this is impacting students who did ED, who are looking for financial aid and things like that.
Right.
But it's, they're in the same boat as you. They're at the mercy of the government. So it is just going to be a tighter timeline. So any research you can do now on colleges that you've applied to in trying to decide, start doing it now so you can have that time to use that time to make the decision, because it's probably going to be shorter amount of time. If I had to guess, I mean, they're doing, the colleges are claiming they're going to do their best to have the packages out as quickly as possible, as quickly as they get the information. But sure, it's going to be tricky for them. It's definitely going to be tricky for them, because they're not doing it for like 10, 20 people. They're doing it for thousands of students, right? So going to be really important for families, again, to be a little bit patient, kind of think ahead a little bit and be prepared. And of course, usually a lot of schools have these financial cost calculators that kind of can give you a good estimate. But with the changes, it's not going to be as accurate as it has been in the past. So the number of the amount of financial aid they may get may be lower than expected or higher than expected. So it's going to be a lot of little things that the families are going to have to really think about and consider and just be patient. Unfortunately, the federal government has made a complicated process even more complicated.
So on that note, we'll sign off for today. Keep our fingers crossed and hope things work out. And thank you, Shweta, for coming on and chatting about this. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Take Always care, a pleasure. Safe.
So take care, be safe, talk soon.
You Bye-bye. Too. Bye-bye.
Hi again. Hope you enjoyed this conversation with Shweta Bagade on this week's College News Fit to Digest. For your questions or comments on this podcast, please email podcast@almamatters.io. Thank you all so much for listening to today's podcast. Transcripts for this podcast and previous podcasts are on almamatters.io/podcasts. To stay connected with us, subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, or visit anchor.fm/Alma Matters to check us out. Till we meet again, take care and be safe. Thank you.
College Matters.
Alma Matters.